Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold Hybrids, featuring the AgriGold Giants, a group of five new hybrids designed to meet the performance standards of yield, health, and consistency required by Midwestern corn growers. More information is at AgriGoldGiants.com or at 800-262-7333.
Good morning. You're listening to WYLL AM 580. To keep up with Illinois public media news throughout the day, be sure to visit us on our website, WYLL.illinois.edu. Now with the pre-opening market report, here's Dave Dickey.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let us take a look at some news. Kansas State economists say that U.S. ethanol manufacturers are seeking wheat as raw material in a highly unusual move due to its uncharacteristic discount to corn. U.S.-based ethanol maker Poet Biorefining has bid for soft red winter wheat for use in its plant in Indiana. Ethanol makers in Kansas and Nebraska have also shown interest in buying wheat. Favorable weather conditions have allowed Ukraine's farmers to begin planting spring grains for this year's harvest 1 month earlier than usual. The ministry says that Ukraine planted spring grains on 410,000 hectares to March 11th in the year of 2012. 32,200 hectares were planted to March 20th, with spring grain planting delayed by bad weather. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 14,443. It's down almost 4 points. The NASDAQ 3247 is down 5, and the S&P 500 is 1554 and is down 1.75 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
A drier weather pattern will likely evolve across portions of the Midwest as we move forward through this week, and the majority of the region will likely have an opportunity to see a firming soil as time moves along. We're still going to be rather cool here for the next day or two, and in fact, the storm system that's dominating the region this morning is going to prevail for the next couple of days, but it will be winding down and reducing its precipitation to just some scattered showers of rain and snow over the next 24 to 48 hours. Precipitation will not completely exit out of the eastern Midwest until sometime Wednesday, and so therefore there will not be much of a favorable drying environment for those portions of the Midwest, but we will expect the western portions of the region to start seeing some drier weather already tomorrow. In fact, today most areas will be dry with the exception of a little bit of snow that's occurring this morning across portions of Iowa and neighboring areas of Wisconsin. Storm system was very impressive over the course of the weekend, with widespread precipitation being reported across a big part of the Midwest. The majority of the precipitation that did occur was concentrated on Missouri and eastern portions of Nebraska, and from there upwards into Wisconsin and portions of Illinois, where totals were frequently in the range of 0.6 inches to about 1.5 inches. Now, a lot of this precipitation was not quite as significant as it moved eastward across the Midwest, but there were a number of locations in the Tennessee River Basin and parts of the Delta that also received some significant amounts of moisture. The lightest precipitation was noted in parts of Indiana and eastern sections of Michigan, and that was as of dawn today, but we do expect to see some additional showers in parts of that region as we move forward through the next 2 days, even though the precipitation will be light. Temperatures over the course of the weekend turned cooler across the Midwest as well, and we are expecting the milder to cooler conditions to prevail as we move forward through a big part of this week. The highest temperatures over the past 2 or 3 days were running mostly in the range of 30s and 40s across the northern portions of the Midwest, while we were as warm as 60s and lower 70s ahead of the storm system early in the weekend. Now, temperatures are going to be quite a bit chillier across the region for a bit, but not necessarily excessively cold. We'll expect to see a lot of high temperatures out there this afternoon to run in the 30s and 40s across portions of the upper Midwest. Some 20s will likely occur in the Red River Valley of the North, and some of those areas will stay rather chilly for a while this week. Southern portions of the Midwest will see highs in the 40s and perhaps a few 30s as we go through the next couple of days. There may be some readings over 50 degrees that will occur near the Ohio River and point southward. It's going to get very warm in the U.S. Central Plains, and some of those areas picked up on significant precipitation during the weekend as well. But now we're going to reverse the pattern, start drying down the region for a little bit. Temperatures are expected to soar into the 70s and some lower 80s across hard red winter wheat country as we move into the last part of this week. The 70-degree highs will occur for at least 3 days across the Central Plains and probably see the Southern Plains in the 70s and 80s during a big part of the end of this week and on into the weekend. It'll be a steady rate of drying because no precipitation is expected to fall in the southern half of the plains through a big part of this week. Next week, about midweek, will be the earliest that we could see a large storm system possibly impacting these areas. And by then, the marketplace might be a little bit nervous again about the drying trend out there in portions of hard red winter wheat country. For the Midwest, it'll stay fairly moist. We don't expect a lot of storm systems to impact the region of size, but small disturbances will still come and go across the region as we move through the latter part of this week and into early next week. But it won't be until mid to late week next week that we see the larger storm system possible. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's look at the electronic trade in Kansas City. March wheat, no bids again overnight till now. The May, 735 and a quarter down one. July, 739 and a half down one and a half. March wheat in Chicago, similar situation, no bids. May, 697 down three. July, 698 down three and three quarters. March corn, 735 up a half. May, 709 and three quarters down one and a half. December at 554 and a half is up a half. March beans, 1505 and a quarter, down nine and a half. May, 1468, down 11 and a half. November, 1264, down six. March soybean meal, 434.40, down 370. May, 433.80, down 420. May soybean oil, 50.25, down 19. April live cattle, 128.45, up 32 and a half. March feeders, 138.32 and a half, up 12 and a half. And April lean hogs, 81.22 and a half, up 7 and one half. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning to you, Dave.
These contracts go off the board, Kurt, on Thursday, and there is a significant discount from the March to the Mays. What will happen to the May, do you think?
Oh, the old adage, if you can go back in past history, it's basically whatever the lead contract goes off, oftentimes it's a function of the next contract to fill the gap, the chart gap there, whether it's right away or 4 or 5 years later, it's one to watch, and it's one that's been talked about quite a bit in past history. So you've got the March corn trading a 25-cent premium to the May. The May beans are over, about 40-cent premium, or the March beans are 40-cent premium there. So ideas are that there could be some up in the May here, assuming that demand will remain somewhat strong as we go into that time window.
Is all the news regarding the discount of wheat to corn priced into the market regarding the potential rally, the potential for a rally of wheat, and I'm thinking feeders, and I'm thinking ethanol?
Yeah, it's probably got some more narrowing of the gap there, but when you look at the economics and the price differential and the protein content, there's definitely substitution going on. We're seeing feeders feed more wheat. We're seeing these ethanol guys mix wheat into the ethanol blend, and definitely on the fundamental cash side of the equation, there's more wheat being used fundamentally. Now, when you look at the futures and so forth, we'll see if this demand continues enough to generate the wheat market to start gaining value compared to the corn back on the spread again.
When we see the quarterly grain stock report on March 28th, might there be news in there that would actually rally the December corn contract?
New crop corn on the stocks report, you know, won't happen. It'll be off the acreage report, of course, but the quarterly grain stocks report will definitely give the front end some direction. You know, we keep robbing the new crop to fill old crop demand and so forth. So we'll get an accurate number of where we are for old crop stocks and see where off the demand. The December futures contract will hinge off the acreage number and see where the numbers fall.
Thank you much.
Very good.
That's Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. March corn, 735 up a half. May, 710 down 1 1/4. July, 691 up a quarter. And December at 554 and 3/4 up 3/4. March beans, 1505 and a quarter down 9 1/2. May, 1468 and a half down 11. July, 1443 and a quarter down 11 1/2. And November, 1265 down 5. March soybean meal, 434.40. And May, 434 down $4, and the March is down 370. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD, 3 Urbana.